Not only that, but as I'm hearing you talk about this year's coming budget and the constraints, I was sort of hoping for some kind of longer-term planning that wouldn't, you know, wouldn't have any one year's budget make as much of an issue on something that is so long-term and doesn't happen that often.
We are asked every year to make a case. So if we have something, let us say that I have in the budget a specific initiative, event, staff line, whatever, and I am told that I must constrain it and I can't have it in that budget year, I don't get to say, okay, that it's automatically in the following budget. I have to make the same case all over again because it's a tabula rasa. We all start fresh. I think that this is a creative suggestion that could be added to that process. But as I said, part of this then is the Board Finance Committee and the bylaws and the financial rules that the organization has to live under and report. So I don't know whether it's technically, legally, financially possible. I think it's an interesting suggestion, and we need to make sure that Kevin hears about it and whether there's a way that this can be discussed with the Board Finance Committee as well. But it's nice to have possible solutions as well as the request.
We're all very happy to look at possible solutions, and I think from this morning's conversation, I mean, you've got a bunch of people here who have skill sets and abilities, capabilities and energy, and it sounds to me like we're recognising need, purpose and possibility. So I don't know about everyone else, but from my perspective, I'm very excited about the possibilities of next steps. And what I'd like to do now is encourage each of us to take next steps towards the coffee, which may indeed disappear, and have you all back here no later than 11. Yes, I've cut it down to 10 minutes, but there you are. I'm not meant to be kind. I'm meant to be chair. See you back here at 11.
And just the coffee is down the ramp. Yes, watch your step down the ramp.